Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. How may I help you?
I just need to update an order, Nina.
Oh, who am I speaking with?
This is James over here in Texas, down here.
You said James. And James, what's that order number?
Order number 07111, C is in Charlie, 70.
07111C70.
Yep.
Well, we're moving on
Harman.
Up. It used to be 070.
Well, I have 07111.
Oh, that means that means they're processing more orders. That's all. More orders being processed.
More people buying stuff. That's not good.
More people buying power. Tracy Armadea.
Yeah, I have no idea. We're going to go with yes.
Could you verify the delivery address?
104 Macy Woods in Bernie, Texas, 78006.
And this is for a double electric wall oven delivery install, Holloway.
Correct. We came out to install the new double oven. The customer has a... two separate units right now, a built-in microwave and a single oven. And we were to convert them over to a double oven. We started to look at everything to make sure it would work out. The electrical situation calls for a 50-amp breaker. Customer only has a 30. We just let him know he's probably get an electrician out here to double-check that his wiring will withstand all that. And then so in the meantime, we're just going to return the oven to the warehouse and then put him in a will call status until he checks on an electrician and lets us know. And we were just trying to get a trip charge for coming out today.
Okay, now give me that issue again. You said that you're returning the oven. You said that it was a built-in microwave with a built-in oven.
Correct, yeah. And then he has a 30.
That's not a double
right
oven. 30.
No, he has a... Yeah, it's a combo unit. He bought a new combo unit, sort of like built in together, kind of. So we were going to take out the two separate ones and put in a single one, but his breaker just doesn't accommodate the new one. And we don't want to go through a lot of work and then it not work for him, so we just advised him to get his electrician to check first before we hack the cabinets. And
what is his existing breaker?
His 30 amps right now on it.
30 amps.
Yeah, and he needs a 50 amp for the oven.
So is that like a 110?
No, it's 220 volts on the outside of the house.
Okay, so what's a 50 amp?
50 amps a lot bigger. It takes a lot more power. So like if you have he has a single oven. So like if he turns on the one oven, it only draws so much power. But if you put in two ovens, you turn them on, they use the same breaker. And if it draws too much power, it'll turn off the electricity or trip the breaker.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
have to have one that's capable of containing it, which is on this one, it needs to be 50. So he's going to get the electrician out just to make sure that he can actually even get a 50-amp breaker out here. And then he's going to let us know one way or the other if he's going to cancel the order and order two separate pieces or go ahead and get the electrician to switch out the breaker for him.
Okay. And are you still with the customer?
He's on the inside. He was calling, talking to his wife about everything. So we came up to call you and get on the phone and everything.
And you're returning the unit back tomorrow?
Yeah, to the warehouse. When we pick up our next load, we'll return it to the warehouse at the same time.
Okay. May I place you on a brief hold to call the customer? Do you have a breeze code?
Yeah, of course. No problem.
You got a breeze code?
Oh. No, we don't have one. We won't need one just because nothing's damaged. It'll just be a return.
Oh, see, that's why you need one for a return. But you don't have to stay on hold, but you have to stay on hold while I call the customer. Hold one moment.
Okay.
Thank you.